We're on Yud Tes Amud Beis at the bottom. Two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. Shnayim chasumim al hashtar u'meisu. Two people signed a shtar and they died. Ubo shnayim in hashuk v'yomru yodanu shiksav yodamu. And two other people come and they say, we recognize their signature. Aval anusim hoyim. But the shtar is puzzled, because when they signed it, they were forced to sign it. Ketanim hoyu, or they were ketanim when they signed it. Sulei edus hoyu, or they were mesachkin bekuvia, or krovim. Haroel nemonim. So if we don't know that the shtar is kosher anyway else except because of these two edim, they're the ones who validate the shtar by saying that we recognize the chesimus ha'edim, and they tell us that they were posel. So we believe them. But if there are other Edim who corroborate the Shtar, who say that this is their Ksav Yad, or we can compare their signatures to another Shtar that was contested, but was Mekuyim in Beis Din. In other words, you know for sure that other shtar is kosher, and therefore we know that this is their, and they signed on that shtar, and Beis Din validated that other shtar, so we know that they weren't ketanim or psulim, right? So then, ein elu nemonim. Then they're not believed. Because we don't believe them to pasul a shtar that we know independent of them is kosher. So Mora says, what do you mean we don't believe them? Umagbinen be? Kibishtor ma'al? Right? The Maisa, two Edom are telling us the shtar is pasul. So, two Edom are telling us the shtar is kosher, right? Va'amai, treu treinin. So we have conflicting Edos. Two Edom basically tell us the shtar is kosher, right, meaning that this is the Ksav Yad of these Edom. We have no reason to assume they were apostle. And two Edom are telling us they were apostle, and the Shtar is apostle. Right? So, Trey or Trey should remain a Sophic. Rav Sheish is also Meris, Hakhosha Trilas Azomahi. From here we learn that Hakhosha has a connection to Azoma. It doesn't really mean Trilas Azoma. Hakhosha is where witnesses contradict each other. Right? Two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon, two witnesses say Levi killed Shimon. That's Hakhosha. In that kind of case, we throw them out of court, right? Because we don't know who to believe. Hazoma is where two witnesses come and say, Reuven killed Shimon at 10 o'clock in Matityahu, right, on Monday, and two other witnesses come and say, we don't know if Reuven killed Shimon at 10 o'clock in Matityahu or not, but you weren't there. You're with us in Haifa at 10 o'clock. That's Hazoma. In Hazoma, you believe the second witnesses. Zeres HaKosuv, the Svara is because the second witnesses aren't testifying about the case. Well, now there's two different sets of witnesses on the case. They're testifying on the witnesses. And the witnesses themselves aren't believed the God in themselves. So we believe the second witnesses to tell us that the first witnesses weren't there. In any case. But HaKosha, right, and Hazama have a connection to each other. What's the connection? Right? That Kishem she'ein mazimim esoedim el b'fneihem, tachin machishin esoedim el b'fneihem. Just like hazama has to be in front of the witnesses, you can't passel somebody or give them an onish unless you testify in their presence. So too, hakosha, to contradict the other ones and to invalidate their edus because we're not sure now who's lying and who's not lying, can only be in their presence. And here it can't be in their presence anymore because they're dead. So therefore you can't invalidate the other Edom because they're not around. Rashi. Shekorlov Irur, Shirotza Hanitba Laposlo, where they contested the validity of the Shtar, and it subsequently was affirmed and validated by the Beis Din. So now we know for sure that these two Edom are kosher Edom. Umagbinin bo bitmiya. Mara says that, so now, what's it called? We don't believe the second witnesses, because we don't need them to tell us the shtar is kosher. So they can't tell us the shtar is possible, so what? So we don't believe them at all, and the shtar is 100% kosher? Trey u'trey ninu. Eidei Hashtar Beis. The Eilu Beis mean the Malayim Shepsulim, how you most assure. The Eidim of the Shtar are basically telling us the Shtar is kosher. These two Eidim are telling us these Eidim are possible and the Shtar is possible. How could you believe the, what's it called, how could you not believe the second ones at least to be a Sophic and not to collect with the Shtar? Shame, shame, mazimim ho Eidim elevifneihem, shari heim boim lechaivam, kedei laon shom, o nefesh, o momon, vatora omra, vohuad vibolav, yovu bal ashor, viyamad al shoro. You can't even punish a person with mammon to kill a shore without him being there. So kolshkein, you can't punish somebody without him being there. You can't give edus against somebody to punish him unless he's there. Tachin machish and afilu lebatel edusa. Therefore, hakosh also doesn't help unless it's in the presence of the edim that are being mukhash. And here they're dead, so it's not in their presence. Omer le'Rav Nachman. No, that can't be. Ilu havi kamon umachishin lehu havi hachosha, right? If they would be alive and they would be here, and we come and two other witnesses come and contradict them, so that would be a good hachosha, right? The lo havi mashkechin in behu, the havi lo edus mucheshes, and we wouldn't have any compunctions and be choshes that these edim are saying that they're kosher. The other ones say they're apostle, we would throw them both out of court. Hashtag the less new. Now they're not here. So we don't know what they would say if they would be here. The ilu havi kamon dilma havi modiluhu. Right? Mehemni? And maybe, what's it called, if they were here, they would be modi. You're right, we were apostle. We don't know what they would say. And then we don't believe the other Adam? When they're here and they're telling us that the other Adam are liars, it's enough to apostle them. Right now, or to leave Mesasafi. So when they're not here, and maybe they wouldn't disagree with the other Eidim, they admit. So we don't pass them, Mesasafi. Can't be. And therefore, even by Hazama, what's it called? We can't give them a punishment. But the Maisa, the Eidim is possible. If two witnesses come, and they say, we signed on the Shtar on Monday at 10 o'clock, and two other witnesses come and say, you couldn't have seen that, you were with us. So, and they weren't there, and the first two witnesses aren't there. So we can't punish them and make them pay the money. But we accept the Eidus to pass the Shtar, to make it that we don't collect with the Shtar. Elom Rav Nachman, Oki Trey Lahade Trey, Oki Mamona Becheskes Mori. What happens over here is the following. Trey U Trey remains a Sophic. Right? So now we're not sure what to do with the Shtar. So what do we do with the Shtar? We leave the money where it is. And we put the money in the hands of the muzik. So therefore, it's not that what's it called the right. And therefore, what's it called the love doesn't have to pay because he's the muzik. Kirashi. Lo havi mashgichim bo the edesh hashtar liglos opia. Right. If the first witnesses would be here, and the second witnesses claim that they're apostle. So we would not collect with Ishtar, even though each one is maintaining the other one's a liar. Hashto the ikalameimer ilu havi kamon havi modu lahani amras mehemni. Now, if they're not here, right, and these two come, and we don't know who's lying, then we do collect with Ishtar. Maybe if they would be here, they would admit that they're apostle. Right. Va'oki mamona becheskes mori becheskes halova. So now, in this case, where Reuven says Shimon owes him $100, and he has witnesses on the Shtar that say to that, and two other witnesses come and say those witnesses on the Shtar are possible, so the Shtar is possible. So we don't know now if Reuven owes Shimon $100 or not. So the halacha is that if Reuven hasn't paid the money yet, so he keeps it, because it's a suffix, trey is a suffix, and what's it called? Motzim Echerev, all right. Shimon's going to have to bring proof that Reuven owes him the money. Otherwise, he can't collect it. The imkar kohi tamud becheskes hamochir. And if it's a sale, or not a loan, right? The star says that Reuven sold Shimon his field. So we don't know now if it's true or it's not. We know for sure this field belonged to Reuven to begin with. We're not sure if the sale was a sale or not. If the star is good, the sale's a sale. If the shtar wasn't good, there's no kinyan. The shtar was the kinyan on the field. And if it's possible, there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan, there never was a sale. So two witnesses say the shtar is good, two witnesses say not, was a suffix. So what do? We put the karka, the cheskus morikama. We know for sure it belonged, nobody's holding on to the karka. So who is the muhzak? The one who we know for sure owned it to begin with. So we leave it by Reuven. Udiktani vibraisa, einemonim, lodulahavishtara ma'alya lemigbepe, el de lo karinanle. And that which it says that they're not, the second witnesses aren't believed, it doesn't mean they're not believed and therefore we collect with the shtar. We treat it as a good shtar. No. They're not believed enough to tear up the shtar. But the shtar remains in doubt. And therefore we don't tear it up and we don't, what's it called, collect with it. The etofis, and what's an afkamina? The etofis midei v'hadar osi hai v'tova mine lo mafkinime. One of them would grab from the other first. Right, we wouldn't take it away from him because now he'd be the mulser. Tosa says it's not 100% true because there's a concept of tfisa la'achash and nolad asafik. We have the safik, now one got grabbed it. What does it help that he grabbed? We know what the safik was before he grabbed it. How could he change the facts on the ground by grabbing it? So Tosa explains where we say that tfisa helps, if, what's it called, if it's a case of bari or a case of shema. But in any case, Rashi says clearly that if one of them would grab it, he'd be the muhsik, and then we wouldn't take it away from him. So it always remains in a doubtful situation, and whoever's holding the bag gets it.
Okay.
Wherever the money is at that moment, that's where it stays.
Okay.
Similar to the following case, the case of Barshatya. The Barshatya Zovin Nichse. Barshatya sold the field. Right, Barshatya sold the field to Reuven. Asu betrei amrikshu shote zovin. Two witnesses came and they said Barshatya was bipolar or whatever. Sometimes he was crazy, sometimes he was normal. Okay, when he was crazy, he was really crazy and he couldn't affect the kinyan. Okay, he was a real shote. So, and a shote, the chayr shote, the cotton, can't make kinyan. So two witnesses came and said Barshatya was a shote when he sold this field. Right, he was insane. So the field's not sold. The also betrayed the Amrik Shucholit. Two other witnesses came and said, no. If you think he was insane now, you should see when he's insane. He was normal now, right? That's when he was normal. Now, so he sold the field. So the field is sold.
Omer Avashi, Oki Trey Lahadi Trey, Voki Mamona, Vecheskus Barshatya.
So what's the halacha here? It remains a suffix. Two witnesses says there was a sale. Two witnesses say there wasn't a sale. So what do? We say, what's it called? Hamotzi Mechala Varaya. Who is the Muchzik here? Barshatya. He was the one we know for sure he owned the field to begin with. So since he's the Muchzik, he keeps the field until the other guy can prove that he was sane when he sold it.
The Lo Amron Eladi Isle Chazoka Da Avase.
That's only where Barshatya, we knew it belonged to his father. Right? We knew that he inherited it. Because you can inherit something even if you're insane. But you can't buy something if you're insane, just like you can't sell it. But if he doesn't have a chazaka that belonged to his father's and he inherited it. So how did he get this field? He bought it. So this guy sometimes is normal, sometimes not. How do you know when he bought it he wasn't insane? So he doesn't have a chazaka. Because just the same way that we could say that he was insane when he sold it, maybe he was insane when he bought it too. So it never was his.
Right, Amrinan kishu shote zovan kishu shote zovan.
So we could say, well, maybe he bought it when he was insane, so he's not the mulzer. He never owned it, and therefore, if he was if he was insane when he sold it, but he never owned it, so in Echanami, it's not a sale, but it wasn't his either, so he's not the mulzer. So therefore, in that situation, we wouldn't give it to Barshatya because he's not a mulzer. That's okay. Okay, now the one who bought the field is a mulzer.
Rashi Rashi. Zovan nichse mocher karkosav. He sold his field. Cholim bori. Sometimes he was normal. Sometimes he was insane. The lo amrin da oki nichse becheskus barshatya ela de isli benechosim alalu cheskus da avasa. He has a chazaka that his father's owned it and he inherited it. So then, no matter what, it's his. Shoyu shel avosav the chazaka ma'al yisahi. Avalesli behu chazaka da avasa ela chazaka de nafshe. Sheknon who,
right? We know that he bought this field. That doesn't make him a mulsa, because maybe he bought it when he was insane.
V'huchzuku b'yado k'kniyoso k'mechiroso. Then the chazakah is not a good chazakah because maybe he bought it when he was insane and he sold it when he was normal. Okay. Umravavo. Ein mezimin esoedin ela bifneihem. Well, you can't make hazama except in front of the witnesses, like we said, because you can't punish somebody unless you testify in front of them. Right? Just like you don't even kill a shor if the bailam of the shor aren't there when the edim are made. And but however, you can contradict edim and passel them misofik at least, even if they're not there. Two witnesses come, say that Reuven killed Shimon. Two other witnesses come when those first two witnesses aren't in court and say that that Levi killed Shimon. Right? Then they're both passel misofik, right? Even though the first ones weren't there when the second ones testified. Like we said before, even though it's not hazama where you can do to the first ones what they wanted to do to the person that they testified, punish them if the edus was given shalom b'fneihem, but the hakosha, every hazama is also hakosha, right? We're telling you that you weren't there, so you couldn't have testified that much, not to punish you, but to mevatel your edus, just like hakoshi can mevatel the edus misafik shalom b'fneihem, so too you can mevatel the edus with hazama shalom b'fneihem. Can't punish them, but you can be mevatel their edus misafik. Rashi, nohi da hazama lo havia lo onsham lo nefesh v'lo mamon. We can't punish them not bodily or monetarily. Hakoshi havi levatel edus, but it's still considered hakoshi. Okay. Omar Mar, im yesh edin shiksav yodam huze shehoye ksav yodam yotzi makam acher mishtar shekorol of ira v'husu v'ezin. How do you validate signatures? We don't have witnesses that tell us that this is the ksav yad, but we have another shtar that was contested and validated, and it has their signatures on it, and we can compare the signatures. So then ain't them money. Then they're not believed because the star is validated without them telling us it's good. We know it's good independent of them. Gemara says, "Koro the iri and lo koro the iri lo." The only time that the can use the other star with their signature, right, is if it was contested and validated. But if we stam validated without ever being contested, that's not good enough. Nesaye le Ravasi. That's a proof to Ravasi. Dom Ravasi. Ravasi said that if the star was never contested and therefore validated, maybe that star is also possible. We don't know. It never was contested. Maybe had it been contested and they would have looked into it, they would have seen it's a forgery. But if it was contested and Beis Din looked into it and they validated it, then we know for sure that this is the signature of those Eidim. Now we know for sure it's their signature, and they signed on a star that was validated, then if they signed on the star, it's also okay. Okay. Amri Nardoi, Ein Mekaimin Es Hashtar Ela Mishtei Subos. You have to have two other places where these Eidim signed, and those staros were contested and validated. And then we have two other sources to say that these Edom signed on shtaros that were accepted, so they must have been kosher. This one's also kosher. Omishte sados, either two ksubis or two documents of sale. V'husha ochlum baleim gimel shonim v'shofi. That's where the land wasn't contested, where the shtar was for sure. They had 3 years in that field. Nobody protested against it. We know for sure the sale was a sale. So we have two other cases where we know for sure the shtaros that they signed on were kosher. Then we can compare to those two, the third one, and validate this shtar too. But if you don't have two that were contested and validated, then that's not good enough to validate this shtar. Omrab Shimi Barashi ubiyotzi mitachas yad acher. That's only if those other two shtaros are being held by a third party. If they're holding onto those stars, maybe they forged all of them. Right, lo. What's the reason if he has it that we say, well, maybe he forged the signature of those Edom. Those Edom never signed on this. Right? He's a forger.
Maybe he went and looked at the shtar by the other guy and forged their signatures, right? Just like if he had the shtar for himself, he could forge the signatures. Maybe he went to the other guy, looked at the shtaros, and forged the signatures on this one. Mar says, that much a person can't do. When the shtar's in front of you, you can forge it perfectly. But if you have to go and look at it, right, you'll make a copy of it or whatever, you make a copy in your mind, it's hard to forge it exactly. That much we're not choshish for. So Rashi.
Ein mekaymen shtar mitoch shtar acher elen ken kora ir alo so shtar ha acher ve hosu be bezen al yede edov de ilo korov ir khashir dil ma hu gufe mezoyefu.
Maybe if had it been contested, they would have looked into it. They found out it's a forgery. But if it was contested and they looked into it and they said it's kosher, then you can use that to validate the shtar.
Mishtei sodos me edim ha'ele im chasum al shnei shtaros acherim.
If these witnesses are signed on two other documents, either documents of sale or ksubis, then we can compare the signature and we say, just like the other ones were kosher, these are kosher also.
Bishofi beloir.
If we know for sure that they had 3 years in that field after the sale and nobody contested it, you know that the sale was a good sale. The two that we're using to validate this one that we don't know about have to be in somebody else's hand, not in the hand of the guy who's bringing the shtar now. Because if he's holding on to those shtaros, maybe he copied the signature and forged it. So it looks like their signature, but it's forged. He signed the other one, but he forged their signature.
Dugmas osu chasima.
Gemara says you can only really forge something good if you have the thing in front of you. Then you can make a copy. But if you have to do it from memory, it's not going to come out exact, and therefore we're not choshesh that if it looks exact, that it was forged. Okay.